Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. A Central College track and field national heptathlon champion is a busy man. Will Daniels joins us on today's program to tell us about the special skill that makes him even more nervous than when he's getting set at the starting line. You came here to be a multi-sport athlete, yep. And you've really kind of tried to develop those skills. What are some of the challenges you've had going from that high school atmosphere where maybe in one meet you go through four events, and now for an entire meet over the course of a couple of days, you know, you're in so many different things?
Yeah, it's definitely more taxing on the body, especially decathlons are especially tough with the 400 and the 1500. I get really sore from those. And it's also just a mental grind to stay locked in for multiple hours, two different days in a row. But other than that, I think it's been pretty smooth transition, and it kind of helps me relax and just kind of enjoy myself a little more when the events are spread out. And I know that if one event goes poorly, I can still make it up in other events. So it's a little more relaxing, but at the same time, it's definitely tougher physically and in some ways mentally.
And you stay pretty busy with the track and field. As we understand it, you stay pretty busy off the track as well. What are some of the activities and things that you involve yourself in, whether it's through your classwork as a pre-med student or as other, I guess, call extracurriculars?
Yeah, well, obviously a lot of homework and time spent studying and things like that, learning all the basic materials for the courses that I'm taking. And then outside of that, FCA and different Bible studies on campus are a big thing. I mean, a few nights out of the week for those each week. And I try to play piano. I guess that's kind of been a focus lately. But I try to invest some time each week, not every day during the track season, but here and there for just improving, I guess, my abilities in that way. And those are the main areas outside of track, I guess.
How did you get involved with the piano? When did that start for you?
Pretty early. I don't remember exactly when, but definitely elementary school. My mom had me take lessons from a local teacher, and then I moved on to Miss Edwards, is just an amazing piano teacher and just music teacher in Geneseo. So I took for her for many years, and just been taking lessons and practicing kind of seems like my whole life. it's been a long process.
Why is it important for you to keep that skill up?
It's pretty much just something I enjoy. I mean, I'm not trying to force it or anything. I just I enjoy listening to classical music, and I think that helps. I enjoy learning classical music too, that I like listening to, and being able to play is kind of cool. So if it wasn't something I didn't enjoy, or if it was something I didn't enjoy, I definitely would stop.
As I understand, you have a pretty unique skill that you do your recitals, and oftentimes you don't have sheet music. That sounds pretty challenging.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of preparation that goes into that, obviously, and lots of time practicing to where it just becomes muscle memory. But I think it's actually easier to perform when you can just look at your fingers the whole time and not have to worry about the music. But it can be a little stressful having to play everything from memory.
When you are, you know, getting ready for a track meet versus getting ready for a recital or something like that, because I know you perform publicly, what are those feelings before like? Are they similar, or is one different than the other?
I would say some similarities. I get nervous for big recitals or performances in music, and I get nervous for big track meets or whatever the case may be athletically. But definitely different in the sense that in track, I tend to get more excited about it, because I think it's easier to perform well under pressure with big crowds and good competition, I guess, in track. It kind of elevates your energy levels, I guess, as an athlete. But in music, I generally play my best in practice, I think. So I get a little more anxious coming up on performances musically.
And then for you moving forward, is it a goal for you to be able to maintain this crazy balance between being pre-med, accomplished track athlete, and then a musician? Is that something you hope to try and keep balancing for the next couple of years?
Yeah, I definitely see it continuing that way. Music will probably stay a little more on the side, as it has been more of a personal outlet for me, I guess, as opposed to performing a lot. I definitely don't see a lot of performances coming my way, but I'll try to maintain that balance as long as I can.
Once again, that was Central College student Will Daniels. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.